This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so one of my emails sent me a letter from her 8-year-old daughter. Okay, usually I kind of read the grown-up emails, but this is Bree. She's 8 years old, and I guess she writes, Dr. Dahlia, I want to be a doctor one day just like you. I like math. I like to sing. Please tell me how to do this. See, isn't that cute? Ah, look at that little baby girl. Oh, my gosh, look, little baby girl. Oh, she wants to be a doctor. And interesting as she writes, I like math. I like to sing. I mean, this could have been a letter I wrote 20 years ago. I mean, you know, as a kid myself, you know. I like to sing. I like math. This girl, I like her already. See, she, you know, she's just like me. Okay, so she wants to become a doctor. Please tell me how to do this. A little baby girl, Bree. Little baby precious girl, my little baby girl, Bree. All right, don't do it. Run. Don't. Just run. Just run as fast as your little baby girl legs can take you. Do not become a doctor. Flee like you can, because this Obamacare tornado is killing us all. No. Baby girl, here's the thing. Okay. I if you want to become a doctor, all right, I think that is absolutely sweet and precious, and I hope you do one day become a doctor. Okay? Now put your mom on, please. Okay. So now, mom, you gotta do something. Alright? Okay, she cannot sentence herself to a life of no thank yous and people yelling and people not paying and government trying to tell her what to do and getting exposed to all sorts of diseases without anybody saying thank you. You know, I have people, okay. I like my job, but do you guys realize that many of you come into my office with your bodily fluids and your mucus and your poop, and you just hand it to me? Now, some of you guys do have it in a little bitty Ziploc baggie, but the Ziploc baggie isn't Ziploc. It's not even closed. All right, you know, look, I'm a doctor. What makes you think that you could cough, sweat, sneeze, spew, whatever on me, and I'm not going to get sick? Yeah, you're like mom. Mom was great with that, right? With mom, you could throw up all over mom, and she wouldn't flinch. That was mom. I'm not your guys' mommy. I don't want your stool all over me. I don't want your vomit, okay? All I want is your, no, not your copay. All I want is to help you, okay? And help you by writing a very clean piece of paper with my very clean ballpoint pen that gives you a prescription, and you take that prescription and you leave. You take all your bodily fluids and your bacteria and your viruses and your prions and your parasites and your fungi, and you leave the office and you go to Mr. Pharmacist and let Mr. Pharmacist deal with it after I write that said piece of paper. Now, I love you guys. I love my patients. I want you guys to feel better. I do hug many of you. I give you guys kisses. I do whatever I'm legally and ethically allowed to do in terms of touching. But then get the hell out. Okay? All right? I mean, I have got to stay alive long enough for the next patient. So for those of you starting to come in with all your pathogenic, parasitic diseases, just keep in mind that your doctor is only a human being. I know we look like Superwoman. I know I look like Superwoman. Superwoman! Oh, that's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! I know. Oh, man, I should do that one Halloween Wonder Woman. The problem is Wonder Woman, whenever you buy a Wonder Woman Halloween outfit, the breasts are supposed to be above the waist. So it only works for certain women. But we're not. We're real people. Okay, now, if in all seriousness, if there is a little baby girl, right, or a little baby boy out there, little boy, oh, little boys, they want to become doctors, oh my gosh, and they're walking around with a little baby Fisher-Price medical kit like I did. You know what? Not only, I put real stuff in my Fisher-Price medical kit. This is ridiculous. Load my Fisher-Price medical kit with the Mercurochrome. Remember that fuchsia stuff your mom used to put on all your wounds? I had Mercurochrome. I had Band-Aids. I had Bufferin. I had Preparation H. I had all sorts of stuff in my... None of this play crap. Give me the real stuff. And I would walk around the neighborhood with a little Fisher-Price thing with actual real stuff in it. You know, I'm sure my mom had some Valium I probably took and stole and put in there too, you know, giving the other kids some Valium. So that was my medical kit. Being a doctor is very admirable to kids, right? Because they like their doctors. The kids walk in and the doctor's like, "Coo, coo, coo, coo." The doctor's all nice, you know. Meanwhile, the doctor's looking at mom going, "You better stop smoking, woman. You better stop smoking." See, I yell at my grown-up patients. I don't yell at my kids, but I yell at the kids too. Quit crying. Some of these kids, they'll come into the room, okay? All I do is step into the room, and they're like, "Wah! Wah!" I'm like, "Wait a second. Wait, me? What? What? I mean, is there a monster in the room? Is there a dragon? What?" And then they just kind of stop, and they think, "Do I do more cry cries, or do I not?" And then they look, "Wah!" And I'm like, "No, no, no, that's not working. What else you got?" And then they just sit there and they look at mom or dad and they're like, "Don't be looking at me. You know, she's not a monster." Yeah, she looks kind of funny and she packed on a couple pounds, you know, in the last few years, but who hasn't? All right, so then I go over to them and then I shine like a little light, you know, and I let them look at my flashlight. "Wah! I got the light. It's a flashlight. Come on." All right, then they let me look and they're thinking about doing cry cries. They're like, "Now what do I do?" Now here comes the stethoscope. So I have to put the stethoscope on their chest and I can come close and I go, first I do it on their knee. You know, and then I'm like, "Well, you know, this is a funny looking tooth." They're like, "What?" Then I look at their feet and I go, "Oh, these are your teeth. Do you brush these?" "No, no, they're my toes." Then I put the stethoscope on their chest. "Wow!" I'm like, "Wait, put it on yourself then. Put it on yourself." Then they put it on themselves. I listen and they're confused. Like, "Do I still do cry cry? Do I not?" I'm like, "Are you done? Are you done?" And I guess they're done. Good. I leave. And that was a big one. Pay me double. But anyway, if you do want to become a doctor, I think that is great. I will help you. Hopefully us doctors now will get rid of this Obamacare thing so you have a nice, beautiful, clean, beautiful forest with rainbows and trees and clouds as opposed to the dismal debris that we're dealing with now. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really, really do appreciate it. I want you to subscribe to Connect Pal, find the Dr. Dolly Show. We're going to allow unlimited access, a lot of one-on-one a lot of medical, deep, juicy medical advice that people can get on a more secure, more personal basis. And it's not a lot to subscribe. And I want you guys to check that out. Unlimited podcasts, audios, videos, etc. Don't worry, I'm dressed in all the videos. Go to connectpal.com, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, pal, P-A-L.com. To subscribe. All right, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. I've got a lot of news to cover this show today. The Ebola outbreak, they say, in Nigeria and Senegal may be over. Now, even though it is spreading rapidly elsewhere in West Africa, we may have containment in two of the major countries. So that's pretty good. Then we have a doctor's group that is now issuing painkiller guidelines. We'll go over those and we'll see how that relates to you. If you are an obese kid, you are going to be more prone to colon cancer, according to one study. And if you take antibiotics before you're the age of two, you're going to be more prone to obesity. So I guess if you then, if X equals Y and Y equals Z, then X equals Z. So are they trying to tell us that if you take antibiotics before the age of two, you're going to be at risk of colon cancer? I'm just extrapolating that. That would really, really stink. But we're going to talk about that. Ross is going to talk about how, I guess, Granny Smith apples may be a great way to keep the obesity away. Not just apples, but Granny Smith apples, which are my favorite. I love the real, you know why I like the Granny Smith apples? Because they bruise the least. And they keep their taste longer. I don't know. The red apples are golden delicious. Like there's the Washington apples, I think. I don't really know. I don't really buy the produce in the family. My husband buys the produce. But I know the Granny Smith because they're very, very green and they're very, very tart. Those suckers I like. Because you can drop them on the ground and they hardly bruise. I don't know what it is about those apples. Yet the red apples always seem to bruise and not be very crisp. A mushy apple, oh my gosh. Yeah, I never understood that apple a day. I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And so your apples would like overripe really fast. But when my mommy got the Granny Smith, I was like, yummy. Which is why they usually use Granny Smith a lot when they do the chocolate covered caramel candied apples. Oh my God. You know, those are like $12 a pop now. It's ridiculous how expensive those things are. You want to get a candied apple. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Granny apples. Walmart, with this accident with Tracy Morgan and fellow passengers and the comedian that got killed, a comedian within Morgan's party that got killed, Walmart is saying they weren't wearing their seatbelts, which is something we knew, and we'll talk about that case. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, aspirin. We've been talking about how aspirin has been, for years, talked about as a cancer-fighting agent, that if we're all taking aspirin, we may not get cancer. Aspirin is supposed to be a super, super drug. They've been talking about making bigger doses of aspirin and trying to, you know, suicide bomb these cancer cells in the body with aspirin. Well, the latest study to this is how aspirin may prevent prostate cancer. So here we go. Millions of Americans, they say, now take a dosage of low-dose aspirin, right? That little kind of baby aspirin. 81 milligrams, little baby aspirin. I love it when you get your big men coming in. Yeah, so I take my cholesterol medicine and my blood pressure medicine, and then I guess the doctor put me on a baby aspirin. Really? A little baby aspirin? Yeah, what of it? Oh, you just, you said you took a little baby aspirin. It's kind of not really, manly. I take a baby aspirin, what of it? I take a baby aspirin. Leave my baby aspirin alone. Is that it? It's my baby. Anyway, all right. They say healthcare professionals indicate that these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as aspirin, even though usually the NSAIDs we think of as Motrin and Naproxen and ibuprofen and things like that, aspirin is non-steroidal and it's anti-inflammatory. So aspirin is considered an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It can thin the blood, make it easier for the heart to pump blood, clotting, anti-clotting, all right? It's been found to reduce the risk of developing colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer now. Data was presented at a meeting at the American Association for Cancer Research that occurred yesterday. I know, I wasn't invited. I know. And it revealed the benefits of a daily dosage of little baby aspirin in men. They say studies have shown that aspirin administration for 5 or more years reduces the incidence of all cancers by 38%. That is pretty damn good. And we're talking about 81 milligrams, baby aspirin. The study involved 6,300 men and 50% of their participants took aspirin or another NSAID, while the rest were not on any medicines. After 4 years, the researchers found that men who took aspirin or other NSAIDs had 13% lower risk of developing prostate cancer. No. They didn't use it as a suppository. They swallowed it. No. You take the aspirin by mouth, and it'll affect the prostate. It doesn't have to be a direct contact thing. After 4 years, the researchers found that men, really people, took aspirin or other NSAIDs had 13%. Really, come on, people. Lower risk of developing prostate cancer and 17% reduced risk. Yes, this will be on the quiz of developing other forms of dangerous tumors when compared to men who did not take any drug. Jeez. Okay, now there's a separate study, all right? You thought that first part was exciting. A separate study, okay, I can't read because my microphone's in the way. I'm trying to get around my microphone. Hold on a second. A separate study by the researchers at Duke University also reaffirmed the benefits of aspirin to reduce prostate cancer. Adriana Vidal, an assistant professor of urology at Duke University, explains that an anti-inflammatory medicine such as aspirin helps men to lower the levels of prostate-specific antigen, or PSA. An increased level of PSA is associated with elevated risk of developing prostate cancer. Hey, guys, this is supposed to be a health show, okay? What do you expect me to talk about? Porn? We got to talk about prostates. I mean, there's nobody else that does that. I have to. That's my job. Okay, so just get through it. Now, there's another study. Previous study also revealed, I don't know, this comes from Tech Times. Previous study also revealed the benefits of taking aspirin and indicates, I'll get to the moral of this in a second, that if people between the age of 50 and 65 start taking little baby aspirin daily for 10 years, the risk of developing cancer and cardiovascular diseases will reduce by 9% in men and 7% in women. So we women need to take the daily aspirin also. The study, you know what? I take so much Excedrin migraine. I'm sure I'm getting my aspirin. Where's my Excedrin migraine bottle? Oh, crap. I left it in the other room. I'm sure there's aspirin in that, but that's like big aspirin. You got to be careful. You don't want to take a big aspirin. Okay? Little aspirin. Now where am I? Let me see. The study also suggests that the total mortality rate may be lowered by 4% if aspirin is taken daily for 20 years. Okay, so what's the gist? Aspirin is good. However, you cannot be taking aspirin if you have a GI bleed. Have any of you guys ever had an ulcer? I don't know. Have you ever been told you had ulcers? Well, no, I don't get checked. Well, go get checked. Go get checked. Okay, everybody should be getting scoped sometime in their life. Go get checked. Make sure you're checking your stool for blood. You know, a lot of my patients, boy, do they groan. Woo! They get so mad. They're hooting and hollering because I'm telling them, you know, they got to take these little stool kits home to check for stool in the blood. Oh, you can't make me do that. Are you kidding me? I go, well, you don't want to do the colonoscopy. So here is not a very equitable option, but here's an option you could take, okay, where you just check your stool. You just take, you know, we give them a container. We give them, I mean, you could even wear gloves for crying out loud. You want me to touch my stool? No, you could use a little stick and you put it on the things. Oh, I can't do that. Why can't you? I mean, what is wrong with you people? All right, we'd like to see if there's blood in it. I mean, would you rather do a taste test? I mean, come on. Just put the stupid stool on the card and then you mail the cards. Please seal the cards. Please, for the love of the Lord, seal those cards, please. And don't mail them to Dr. Dahlia. Just mail them to your doctor. I don't want your stool sample. Mail them to the lab. Mail them to your doctor. Mail them to your mother-in-law. I don't care. It's just not me. And then somebody checks it for blood. There's this little developer. And then they put on them. They can see there's blood. If there's blood, that means there's a sign you're bleeding somewhere within the GI tract. And of course, you got to be careful. You can't be eating red meat. Cannot be eating red meat when you do these tests. I think you have to go without red meat for 3 days. I know. Yeah, I know. All right. Okay. You're right. Maybe I will pass. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Here we go. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, the American Academy of Neurology is now stepping up, all right, and making a very, very bold statement that narcotics are too risky in many cases. You know, I'm really proud of the neurologists. The neurologists, you know, a lot of people don't think of neurologists as real big bad, you know, badasses, right? You know, but, you know, neurologists can be. You know, we love the neurologists. We make fun of them. Okay, in medical school, we make fun of the guys going into neurology. You always make fun of the neurologists, right? You know, but, they really are, you know, they're like a secret weapon. You know, these neurologists you don't want to mess with. When, God forbid, you think one of your patients is having MS or has seizures or starting to go numb or stroke, that's when you want those neurologists. And do not underestimate the neurologist. And every one of my medical school buddies who I gave crap to because they were going into neurology, you know, I resent. And one of the reasons why I rescinded is because there were other kids in my class who went into urology and it was in proctology. So it was a lot more fun to make fun of them. You know, you got a lot more meat, you know, to work with on that one. Anyway, so the American Academy of Neurology now is stepping up and now saying that the risks of powerful narcotic painkillers are outweighing the benefits when we're treating chronic headaches, low back pain, and fibromyalgia. Okay, now, I use neurology a lot for my chronic headache patients. And my neurologists that I work with in my city, they are pretty damn good. They do not go to the narcotics. In fact, they always tell patients no narcotics for this kind of stuff. So already the neurologists that I practice with, they're already way ahead of the game. I mean, they already are not placating to the appetite for opioids by a lot of these patients. But here's the thing, okay? I mean, I suffer from migraines. And hands down, opioids don't work, okay? You know, the Frova, Imitrex, the Triptan seem to work. The Excedrin migraine seems to work for me whenever I suffer from a migraine. Narcotic will just, as soon as it wears off, the pain will come back even stronger. However, I do understand why some people may want to turn to that, because there is nothing more painful that I can imagine that many people without medical conditions walk around with than a migraine. Now, amputation, gunshots, those obviously are more painful. What I'm talking about, the average person that gets to go to work, okay, without having chronic back issues, neck issues, or whatever, when they get a migraine, I mean, they want to bury their head under the desk. And that relief you get from that little bit of an opioid or narcotic, albeit it may only last about a couple hours and then it starts to wear off, you know, is just, it's like God is a godsend, you know? So I'm not here to say, no, don't be taking these. I understand the pain. I get that. That just means we got to do better when we're coming up with things that can help with pain that are non-narcotic. Now, narcotic medications include morphine, codeine, oxycodone, oxycontin, methadone, fentanyl, hydrocodone. A lot of them are combined with acetaminophen. And the Tylenol component, the acetaminophen component, could also put you at risk for liver failure. So that's why lately you've been noticing you can't get Lortab, you know, 10-500s anymore, but you got to get like Norco's 10-325s. So they're cutting back the Tylenol component. We could see addiction with the narcotics, overdose, even death. Research shows that 50% of patients who took opioids for at least 3 months are still on them 5 years later. So you see what that study meant is if you had to take a painkiller for 3 months, you're in a bad car accident, suffered the loss of a limb, whatever, you could be addicted if you take it for 3 months. I've seen people addicted even less. Studies also find, according to WebMD, that opioids haven't been proven to do anything long term. So, in fact, if you've ever taken one, you'll take one. It's like, oh my God, if you've never taken one, all of a sudden you take one. It's like, whoa. A lot of times you'll throw up. Sometimes kind of feels psychedelic, but you will be like in major euphoria. Okay, then, you know, a few hours later you take another one, it doesn't hit you like that. Okay, so you immediately develop some tolerance, unless, of course, you go a very, very long time without getting a narcotic again. But you are gaining tolerance almost immediately by that second pill. According to Dr. Gary Franklin, University of Washington in Seattle, says more than 100,000 people have now died from prescription opioid use since policies changed in the 1990s. So, because of the deaths, et cetera, they're saying doctors, states, institutions, and patients need to work together to stop this epidemic. So, number one, they want us to consult with a pain management specialist. If your daily opioid usage reaches 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams, especially if the patient isn't showing substantial improvement in pain levels and physical function. Okay, I send you to pain management way before that. Sorry, guys. Okay, 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams. So look at your Percocet 10s. That's the strongest Percocet I write. Okay, Percocet 10. 80 milligrams to 100. You're taking 10 of those a day? Wow. It's not your fault a lot of times. I mean, you're in pain. But 10 a day? You know, when we talk about narcotic overdose, I've seen people overdose taking 8 a day. All right? You know, I don't know at the top of my head what the maximum opioid dose you could take is, but I'm almost glad that I don't have that number because people can overdose with less. And we're not even talking about mixing it with alcohol or your Xanax or Soma or anything else. And your respiratory depression dropping even more. Your respiratory drive. We're talking about just taking one of those pills. Now, some of you may be going, wait a second, Dahlia, who, you know, somebody popping that, they're already, you know, drug abusers. No, no. I mean, think about it, okay? So 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams. Okay, so you wake up, all right? And some of your pain prescriptions may say 1 to 2 a day. 1 to 2 a day. Percocet 10 shouldn't. But, all right, so you pop 1 to 2. So you pop 2 at 6 in the morning. All right, then 10 o'clock comes around. You go, I got to take another one. Then noon, you know what, let me take one more. Okay, now you're already up to 4 pills before noon. That's already 40 milligrams. Try to get through the day. You take another one at about 2:33. Then you take another one at 6. Then you take one at 8, and then before you go to bed. There you go. You're already at 8 pills. Easy. You know, when we were learning about pain management in medical school, they were talking about how you don't wait till the person's in pain. Once the person's in pain, you have to then increase the dose. So many of these pain medications need to slowly release or be very strategically dosed that you never get into pain. And that made sense from a pain standpoint, but what didn't make sense to me is then you are now committing a person to taking their medication all the time on a regular basis, even if they're not in pain. And so I don't do pain management. To me, I was very intimidated by it. And it needs to be an art. We have people in a lot of pain. We have people in real pain, and then we have people in pain because they're addicted to their pain medicine from pain that started a while back that may not exist anymore. And when you go off that pain medication, that withdrawal is horrible. These people are in a lot of pain. They're shaking, diarrhea, sweats. It is one of the most miserable withdrawals to go through. And, you know, I agree. So, you know, the neurologist wants us to definitely, have pain management involved. The red flag point to them is about the 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams a day. I would say if you guys are on it just every day as it is, wouldn't hurt to consult pain management. Now, some of you guys don't need to be on it. Okay, some of you guys with bum knees. If you have a bad knee, if you have a bum knee, you're taking your medication for that, see the knee doctor. Maybe you need a surgery. Maybe you need a replacement. Maybe you need an injection. Maybe you need that Synvisc, that hyaluronic acid fake cartilage stuff. You know, maybe you need somebody to actually just treat that knee. Unfortunately, once you start being on these pain medicines, your pain is all over. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if any of you guys have ever been able to get off pain medicines, how did you do it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know,
improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. You know, every now and then I give you guys some quizzes, not only on air, but I give you guys quizzes on Twitter or Facebook on the body parts. And some of you guys were really, really weak when it came to knowing your anatomy. And I understand I gave you guys a very difficult question. So I gave you guys a picture of 6 body parts, okay? And then I said, not only do you have to name them, spell them correctly, but use them in a single poem. Now, that was very difficult, okay? But I know many of you are waiting for the answer, so I showed you a set of lungs, a heart, a stomach, a liver, a kidney, and a lot of you guys missed this one. It was a duodenum. Honestly, really? You guys don't even know what a duodenum looks like, let alone spell it? Okay, now here's the problem. Some of you guys got 5 out of 6, but you didn't know how to make a poem. So this is a poem I came up with. It's not that good, but at least I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I could do a poem. All right, so here we go. There once was a man whose liver hitched a ride on a boat down the river. Okay, so that's one of them. You could use liver that way. When he found it, he was happy and sung as much as he could through his lung. See? Okay, there's lungs. See, that works. Okay. His heart had told him where to find him, and a voice coming from his duodenum. See? Find him, duodenum. That man, it took me an hour to come up with that one. Told him he should hold on to his stomach because the river was actually atomic. Atomic stomach, that's close enough. So he decided to run and flee, hoping to protect his enlarged kidney. Kidney, flea, it rhymes. And that would have been a poem I would have allowed, given credit for. One of you had brought up heart and fart. Here's the problem. You had to use all the body parts. You can't just, you know, make a poem about farts and hearts. Okay? You didn't include the duodenum or the duodenum. You could have pronounced the duodenum, stomach. If you didn't use those, it doesn't count. So, I apologize. But, yeah. Oh, we got some breaking news here from KFI. Governor Brown signs legislation to ban single-use plastic bags in California. Huh, single-use. Don't you use plastic bags in the female disposable section? Single-use? I hate multiple-use. Those things reek. All right, well, we'll move on. Let's talk about Ebola. According to USA Today and the CDC, the Ebola outbreak may be contained. Okay, I don't want to say over, but contained in 2 countries. As it continues to spread rapidly elsewhere in West Africa, they say thus far no new Ebola cases have been diagnosed in Nigeria since August 31st, thank God, suggesting the outbreak has been contained. According to a Tuesday report from the CDC, only 1 case confirmed in Senegal was reported August 28th in a man who actually survived. Now, right now, Ebola has hit 6,553 people and has killed 3,083 people. And the 3 countries hit hardest is Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The World Health Organization says cases have been now doubling every 3 weeks, and the CDC estimates that this disease could affect up to 1.4 million people by January if we don't get it under control. Now, the Ebola epidemic, they said, took a different course in Nigeria from the beginning. And they say the first case in Nigeria was Patrick Sawyer, an American diplomat who landed at the international airport in Lagos, the capital, on July 20th. They say this Sawyer potentially exposed 72 people. He died July 25th. Then the spread of Ebola to Lagos, which was a city of 21 million, was potentially, this was something that scared a lot of us because we're like, whoa. And it also, I guess, you know, was kind of a wake-up call to everybody. And the incident drew a lot of media coverage to the epidemic. Nigeria's Ministry of Health quickly declared Ebola to be a health emergency. It almost sounded like a day or two before we even heard the news. All right, and then they warned everybody that Sawyer was in contact with. They traced 894 of the contacts, and as of September 26, Nigeria had 20 Ebola cases, including 8 deaths. All surviving patients, now immune to this strain of Ebola, have left the hospital because they were given a treatment that probably instituted antibodies, incited antibodies that would now would be immune to it. Now, that's not to say there could be another Ebola strain or something else new, but Nigeria looks like acted pretty quickly, all right? They said when you look at Guinea, however, the outbreak likely began back in December, but the doctors didn't recognize the growing number of sick people that were coming in actually had Ebola until March. By then, dozens of people had been infected. Now, remember I told you, a lot of these numbers are numbers after the fact. Do we know who got exposed before, who died before, etc.? And then who let anybody know? Do some people just, you know, bury their own family member? Do we not have any idea? Now, they say Sierra Leone and Liberia are two of the poorest countries in the world. They lack medical facilities. They lack doctors. This also fueled a spread of the Ebola. So, I guess Senegal's only case of Ebola was a 21-year-old Ghanaian man who had traveled there. All the contacts have passed the 21-day incubation period, so they don't think they were infected. The 21-year-old man luckily did recover and was released from an isolation unit September 21. So, I know some of you are like, okay, yay, woohoo, Ebola's done. No, it's not. Remember, these two countries weren't as affected as some of the other ones. Okay? And again, we're still trying to chase and figure out who went where. So we'll keep you guys posted. But at least, if they have containment in two of the countries, that is a huge, huge move in the right direction. So I'm absolutely ecstatic. All right. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. Antibiotic use before age 2 might raise obesity risk. They say children who are given these broad-spectrum antibiotics before the age of 2 may face slightly higher risk of becoming obese. Now, these broad-spectrum antibiotics obviously target large number of organisms as opposed to the narrow-spectrum specific type ones. And a lot of these broad-spectrum antibiotics like Bactrim and Sceptra, things like that, or some of the cephalosporins, you know, doctors use those because they're tolerated well. And if the kid has multiple issues going on, the broad-spectrum usually nails a lot of that. Unfortunately, it may be messing with the type of bacteria in the gut, and we're learning now that the type of bacteria in the gut can affect your obesity. So Bailey and his colleagues, Dr. Charles Bailey, attending physician at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, looked at the health records of 65,000 children who were seen in clinics between 2001 and 2013. The researchers followed the children from birth to age 5. They tracked the height and weight of children, whether they were normal, obese, etc. And they found that 69% of children who were given antibiotics before age 2 were 2.3 or were more likely to be obese. 11%, I should say. 11% more likely. Now, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, what did I do to my kids? Here's the thing. Okay, my kid was very, very skinny, and he was having multiple ear infections. And the doctor was thinking about, you know, putting him, you know, putting tubes in the ears. Should he have surgery? Whatever. Well, luckily the antibiotics did it, and my boy didn't have to have surgery. Yeah, and then he cut off part of his finger when he was in daycare, so he had to be on antibiotics for that and have that sewn up so he wouldn't get an osteomyelitis, you know, lose the hand. So he had to be on antibiotics, all right? I mean, but then as he started to grow and go into puberty, he started to gain weight. The other kid had tonsillitis, and we didn't take his tonsils out until the doctor said he was ready at about 4 years old. He had been on antibiotics too. So, you know, I see my kids kind of struggling a little bit with their weight. Do I blame the antibiotics? I blame a lot of things. I blame genetics, first of all, because Corey's family and my family, we got some big people in the family, okay? So I blame some of that. I also blame that they really love their video games, but they're in sports, and they just don't seem to be the, you know, the skinny kids in the class like some of the other ones. Yet, you know, I mean, I'm not going to let my kids get infections. So that's a tough one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.